behind these prison walls. There's a man who's won awards for the work that he has done and all that it affords, such as the knowledge of the horrors committed in our name. They can't stop the message, so the messenger gets blamed. Behind these prison walls, in solitary confinement, in a land of rolling hills and royalty and other such refinement, is someone who is a hero to whistleblowers everywhere, who helped them tell the world of the crimes of Tony Blair. Behind these prison walls, you will find a mortal man. The reason why we know what happened in Afghanistan, when the soldiers of the empire, whose sunset long before, were torturing civilians in their terror war. Behind these prison walls is a part of WikiLeaks, an eloquent orator, but you won't hear him speak. Locked away in silence, one who knows too well how those in power act when there's another war to sell. Behind these prison walls is one who stands accused of exactly what offenses the U.S. has refused to say precisely which, or to try to clear the mist, or to explain how he's not the same as the other journalists. Behind these prison walls is a person they deprive of most of the things in life that keep us all alive. A person being tortured as we stand here now for revealing the war crimes. Why, when, where, how? Behind these prison walls, our very right to be informed of what the hell is going on is the teacup in this storm. With knowledge there is power, so the solution by the crown, a 24-hour a day indefinite lockdown. Behind these prison walls,